We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
These days, the Democrats just don't care. They're not even trying. They keep saying the quiet part out loud, which is funny. During a Sunday morning interview with far-left Fox News host Chris Wallace, Biden Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was asked, hey, why don't you build a wall, right? Because the pieces of the wall are out there. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on security groups to guard them, but not actually assemble them. American people already paid for them. He asked, why did you allow them in the country in the first place? Talking about the Haitians, why didn't you build a wall or a fence from stopping this flood of people from coming across the dam? It looks like a highway when they cross the Rio Grande, Wallace asked. This is according to the transcript. The response from Mayorkas Lee is simply mind-blowing. Quote, it is the policy of this administration that we do not agree with the building of the wall. The law provides that individuals can make a claim for humanitarian relief. That is actually one of our proudest traditions. But not after illegally entering the country. See, the part where you come into the country illegal, that is not a tradition. That is illegal.
Well, and that's their whole shell game here that they're trying to fool people with, claiming that Republicans are against immigration. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I challenge you to find me any type of national Republican in office that says he is against immigration.
I don't think he will. I mean,
no.
Look, I have concerns about the numbers of green cards that we're giving out.
Right.
All across the board, it's not showing right now because people haven't come back to work. They're still being paid by Biden to stay home. But when we stop printing the money to pay people to stay home and they come back to work, they may be in for a nasty surprise because we've lifted almost all the limits off of green cards. So, I mean, when the governor of New York says, oh, I'll just replace healthcare workers who won't get vaccinated with foreigners, she can. And people don't understand what's going on right now. It's not showing. But all of this is a bid to decrease people's wages by flooding the country with foreigners. That's
what I was just fixing to say. You're right.
That's what it's about.
It's driving down wages, which
keeps
the Chamber of Commerce folks happy.
Yeah, keeps the Democrats' donors happy. I mean, this is what the Democrat Party is about now. It's essentially, you know, what they do. So, did you see this? This is interesting. Okay, you know, and I know this is one of your personal pet peeves, Lee, when they'll call something, what do they call it, a weapon of war.
A gun. We're talking about a rifle, yeah.
Yeah, talking about a rifle, right? Because it looks scary and liberals don't know what it's called, so it's a weapon of war if it looks scary. Like if it looks like it could be in a Hollywood movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. FBI released its uniform crime report on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it showed. More people were killed in 2020 with fists and feet then we're killed with rifles of all kinds.
Then our arms and legs are weapons of war.
Yes, 454 people killed with rifles. This is what the Democrats always want to take them. Want to take the rifles.
Right.
454 people killed with rifles, while 657 were killed with personal weapons, defined as hands, fists, feet, etc. By the way, this also happened in 2019. 375 killed with rifles, 639 killed with hands, fists, feet, etc.
Yeah. So apparently people are a better shot when they're using their hands and feet than when they're using a rifle.
Yes. And not having one does not stop people, not at all. While 454 people were shot and killed with rifles in 2020, an astonishing 1,732 people were stabbed or hacked to death with knives or cutting instruments. So This is how it's, see, this is how they do it in the UK. This is why knife crime is such a thing there.
Get those weapons of war out of your kitchen drawer.
I know. I mean, and you get this outrageous legislation from time to time from the UK. Sometimes it passes, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, at one point they were trying to regulate knife sharpening because people were just getting so stabby over there. I mean, they can't shoot people.
Getting stabby?
They're getting stabby. People are going to kill people no matter what.
Yes.
They're going to do it. So, I mean, it's whatever they got to do it with, bare hands, feet. I mean, they're going to do it if they're, you know, if that's how they're predisposed. It's human nature, Cain versus Abel. You know what I mean? Yeah. The Democrats are not going to stop this.
Biblical.
By the way, speaking of biblical, did you see this? NPR admitted this. You know, the other day we had the stat, largest increase in murders in a single year since the 1960s?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, NPR actually did some real reporting. And here's what they reported. We started keeping crime stats in the 1960s. So it's actually the largest one-year increase in murders in America ever recorded last year.
Wow.
Only the Democrats are capable of that level of destruction in a single year.
Yeah.
What's it going to be this year?
I'm afraid to ask.
I am too. So, I mean, like, so 30%. Okay, and that's a 30% increase in a year. It represents 4,901 additional bodies over the year before. I mean, those are real people. Or they were.
Yeah.
That's just, and many of them are children. I mean, look at Chicago.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Where children bleed every weekend and no one cares.
Good grief. We've had drive-by shootings here where children have been in the room or injured in the upstate recently.
Meanwhile, this headline, Marvel cancels Guardians comic book in which characters came out as gay.
What?
Yeah, this Guardians of the Galaxy comic book, it's a rebooted series in which several members of the troupe of galaxy-hopping superheroes came out as bisexual or gay.
Okay, all right, like who cares, but okay.
Well, normally, no, I wouldn't, but they canceled it because it's not selling.
Oh. So. I
think people would be lining up around the block for this. It would be a huge demand.
Well, that's kind of bizarre because, you know, and I'm not trying to put anything disparaging on comic book readers and buyers, but I don't exactly see that as your average white supremacist Trump voter, as the Democrats would label them. I mean, that sort of seems like a little bit different crowd, and it's like if it's not selling there, then okay.
My daughter was talking to me about this weekend. We had a fascinating conversation. I was like, wow, I could just take this and make this an hour of talk radio. She was talking about, she loves anime, which is the Japanese style.
I've got a niece that likes that too.
Yeah, no, this anime is hot with kids right now.
Yeah.
It's huge. And so I was asking her about that because now she's got my son into it and they watch all of these and they're very, very highly rated if you look at the reviews on them. And I just was like, you know, why are y'all watching that? And I monitor everything they watch to make sure it's appropriate and stuff like that. They have to ask permission before they watch anything. So, and I said, why are you into that? So she's like, everybody is. And I was like, by everybody, she means friends.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why? And she goes, because the writers. She said, they're not woke. And by that, she meant Chinese culture still has traditional gender roles. And she was trying to explain this. She wasn't using the word gender role, but she's 13 and she was saying, we just, if you watch American, like, you know, productions written for people my age,
right.
It's all now like every third person is gay. I mean, and that's,
gay,
it's not that she's,
whatever. Yeah.
And it wasn't even that she was offended by that.
Right.
It was so fake.
Yeah.
That's what drove her nuts. And so many of these characters have been around for years that all of a sudden they clearly were never gay before. Okay.
Right.
So it's not believable that they're suddenly gay now. And she used the, she likes like action kinds of cartoons and stuff like that. She gave the example of Robin. Robin used to be in love with the space alien, you know, but she looked human, but she was a space alien, right? And then all of a sudden, Robin is bisexual and dating a man. And she's like, that's not believable. And it ruins everything. I had no idea she even knew all this. Like, how do you know all this? She started watching videos about it. Mm-hmm. And it is the fake feeling insertion of culture.
Yeah.
And she said the problem is what they're doing, and this is also what's coming out of Hollywood right now, is they're hiring all these woke writers, and they're hired more for being woke than they are for writing.
You know, I've noticed this, and my wife and I both noticed this in a lot of things these days, and it is so forced.
That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, and it does seem extremely fake.
Yes.
You know, from a secular cultural standpoint, I don't care what your sexuality is. It doesn't matter to me. you know, from a purely secular standpoint. I'm not going to get into the ideological and theological aspects of it at this point, but from a secular, you know, American citizen, your right to, you know, be with who you want to be. That's none of my business. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But when it becomes a central focus of the plot,
yes,
I'm not interested.
No,
I have no interest in that.
And she said the way it is, and when you look at the way these writers are writing, it's not just gay versus not gay and over-representation to the point where it's rammed down your throat, where it's not natural, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you work in a workplace of any decent size, you work with a gay person, right?
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's not unusual.
But no, not at all.
Right. But when every third person is gay, it's weird. It's like it's being crammed down your throat. And she said, listen, here, all of the characters have become stereotypes. The women are very smart and have to tell the men what to do. The men are all stupid and mean,
right,
or both.
Yeah.
And the whiter they are, the dumber they are. And she said there is no diversity in characters. It's all the same character, the same trope over and over and over and over again. And she said it's just boring. There's no difference. The girl is always the hero. The boy always needs to be saved by the girl because he's too stupid to figure it out himself. And she's like, I'm just tired of it. And if you turn into Japanese anime, she said, traditional gender roles, sometimes the girl's the hero, sometimes the boy's the hero, sometimes they work together. She said, one of the things I love about it is in anime, it's actually equal opportunity. In Japanese culture, very much their fighters, like a boy fighter will fight a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that would never happen, she said, in America, that would be considered anti-feminist.
Right.
Right? Yeah, and anime is, of course, Japanese. I didn't say it was Chinese, did I?
Yeah, you did. But
oh, did I?
I
no,
wasn't
it's not Chinese. It's
host.
Japanese. Yeah, no, don't correct that. Well, no, anime is. I'm sorry, I said that. I didn't realize I said it. But anyway, I've got China on the brain.
Yeah,
anime is Japanese. So anyway, my husband just wrote me to correct me, so he can do that.
He
We're
can
married.
Do that.
Yeah, because
yes.
I can't really drop kick him. No. So anyway, so that's the thing. And so she was going on and on and about why not just. And I said, "Was this just you and your brother?" She's no, it's all of us. It's like this is why kids love anime because. It's the way that American cartoons, and these are the action cartoons that, like, say, tweens would be into. This is the way American cartoons were if you watch the ones that are, like, 10 and 15 years old. It doesn't have all this weird woke culture. It just is the story. That's all. It's just the story.
Right. So I guess you could say that the woke plot put her to sleep.
Yes. And she was telling me about all these videos she's watched about what's going on with writing in Hollywood. And, again, it's not the talented writers that are being hired anymore. Mm-hmm. They're hired for their political resumes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For their ability to write propaganda. And she said the writing's just so bad. So cool for the Japanese, you know? We actually watched an anime movie that she suggested for our family movie night a few weeks ago. And it was so good. It was, and you could tell it's definitely a different culture than ours. But that didn't slow it down at all. It was a different kind of creativity than I'm used to, but I loved it. So, I mean, this is what we got to do. This is American culture. And now you got to see this. The Chinese have doubled down. They're getting sissy men off the television. Did you see this?
No.
They have ordered their propaganda outlets. There will be no sissy men.
Okay.
None. Nope. They can't apply. They cannot, you know, be in sitcoms. They cannot be on the news. You cannot show a sissy man. Or else. I don't know what happens in China, right? Maybe you disappear in the middle of the night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Crazy neighbor stories are rolling in on this National Neighbors Day. I bought a mill house in StarTex, the texter writes. My wife hired one of the neighbors to clean. Oh, never hire the neighbor. No, never do that. My wife hired one of the neighbors to clean out the yard. It had tons of old tires and pallets in the back corners. Close to the house. Well, we pull up and the whole neighborhood is outside, along with the fire department. Oh, I missed one of the lines of text. The next day, we were driving down I-85 from Greenville to see a column of black smoke from miles away. The closer we got, the more we got a bad feeling. It sure does look close to the house. Well, that's because it was. We pull up, and the whole neighborhood is outside, along with the fire department. Instead of taking it away, which is what he was being paid to do, he thought it'd be easier to just burn it. What a moron. If you're going to burn it, you just do it yourself. You wouldn't hire him to burn it. Moron. Anyway, his excuse was he ran the garden hose. His problem was we hadn't turned the water on at the hose. Close to the house? Oh, boy. Yeah. Did the house catch fire? See, y'all always leave me hanging on the text line. What is it with that? A lot of people texting in. About DC Comics, Tara, DC Comics has gone very woke. The original Green Lantern, a character created before World War II, has come out as gay, contradicting 80 years of stories, and now being gay is what the character is all about. Fake and forced is the way to describe it. Texter writes, my 13-year-old said the stories are just better and the American ones are boring. Now the texter writes, a perfect example of what you were talking about is illustrated the new NCIC Hawaii. It has all the points you are making in a pilot. Every white guy's a racist. Every other guy is gay. And then they have to build in haters for the people who are gay. And it's just so stereotypical. People aren't like that in the real world. They're diverse and varied. Unique. Can't boil them down to the dumb white guy. The strong gay guy. You can't. This is what they do. And it sucks the life out of the characters. Texter writes, Tara, Disney and Nickelodeon has been doing the sissification of guys in their shows for years and make the parents look like idiots. Yeah, you know the other thing they do? This drives me crazy. This was probably the first thing they did as they were denigrating marriage as a miserable institution. Married couples are never happy. Have you noticed this? They are never happy. It's marriage is miserable and they're always trying to figure out a way around it. So you're just like, don't do it. Yeah. Texter writes, family new movie night. Watch the original Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. You know what? Oh, I loved that text. I read it earlier and I already put it in my phone to remind myself. Thank you for the suggestion. I'm always looking for good stuff to watch with the kids. Texter writes, Tara, so when is Joe Biden going to allow African Americans to be exempt from the shot because this racist country did bad things in the past? I don't know, but they're marching again in New York. Oh, yeah, they're not happy. They are not happy. In New York, I mean, it can't get bluer than that. They are not happy. Not at all.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line with Michael in Taylor's. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
I was calling about the gay characters that they put like in DC Comics. it's actually worse than you think, because not only are they doing it, but they are trying to have their cake and eat it too. For example, Batman and Robin, Robin being bisexual now, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Robin that, like, we all grew up with, Batman and Robin. This is like the third or fourth person to be Robin in the comics. That way, if it fails, they can get rid of a character nobody really cared about and still say, no, no, the Robin you've known all this time, he's still straight. We didn't do anything to him.
It's
their way of having a backup plan if it fails.
Yeah. And yet, absolutely. And again, I want to be clear. Look, I get where this started. What for a long time, you know, most of the couples on TV were white, and nobody was gay, and it didn't reflect reality. That didn't reflect reality either. But he's right. This is the cover up plan. Got to have everything be representative, and everything's got to be woke, so it becomes a religion, not entertainment. It's like now they want to make James Bond a woman. Why? Because it's bad if he's a man. Why not? Look, we have plenty of strong female characters. They practically don't allow strong male characters anymore. We don't need Bond to be a woman. Make a spy series with a strong woman character. If people want to see it, they will. You don't have to make James Bond into a woman. Because we all know if it was the other way around and you know, James Bond was Jeanette Bond and they wanted to turn her into a man, people would freak and they'd back down. That's the problem. It's the washing out and the cancellation of people by race so that it doesn't even reflect society anymore, by agenda. It's not reflective. They've gone way too far. Texter writes, Tara, on neighbors. My six-year-old daughter wanted to take Thanksgiving dessert to our very sour neighbors. Knocked on the door. The lady answered, told the girl she did not eat sweets, and then closed the door in her face. Oh, my gosh. Texter writes, Came home from a trip to find water hoses running from our house, filling our neighbor's brand new swimming pool. Yeah, were there banjos playing in the background? Texter writes, bad neighbor, driveways close together. Hated that my son's basketball went on their driveway. They always put car in garage, so nothing to damage. Put up two sections of 10-foot high chain link fence to keep him out. Neighborhood rules made him take it down, but he hit his own sprinkler line in the process. Deserved it. What a mess. This is just not a good way to live. It's not. Okay. All right. Let's jump back on this. We kind of where we are in this insane world of ours. Do you realize New York Post has provided what small bit of sanity and reality that we are allowed to have in this debate about the $5 trillion package? It's not 3.5. They're just lying. It's a $5 trillion package. Because why not? They get away with the rest of their lies. If you don't want people to know it's $5 trillion, just call it 3.5, even though it's actually 5. It'll work great. Yeah, and that will put spending for the year at about $9 trillion, so it's great. Here's the problem here, folks. I mean, just to give you some idea of where we are, okay? Just as I read this from the New York Post today, keep in mind, Medicare goes broke in 2026, okay? That's what's going on now. I mean, that just broke the other day, but nobody cares. Okay, according to the Post, add it all up, and congressional Democrats are set to commit $8 trillion in new spending over the decade just this year, okay? So this year we have passed $8 trillion worth. We'll spend a lot of it this year. Some of it we'll spend in other years. $8 trillion worth just this year, okay? Which is a record. $8 trillion, of which $6 trillion will be borrowed. It would be enough money to eliminate the employee side of the payroll tax or deposit $60,000 into each family's bank account. Instead, it will be spent on a grab bag of longstanding liberal policies. But there's this other problem. Biden still has trillions of dollars of leftover campaign promises to meet, covering Social Security, health care, higher education, and other issues. If his entire agenda is enacted, the national debt held by the public and this is the stunning part to me, which was just under $17 trillion before the pandemic, would reach $44 trillion a decade. $44 trillion a decade from now. That's astonishing. $44 trillion a decade from now. The longer-term danger, they write, is that today's irresponsible government borrowing is set to collide with 74 million baby boomers retiring into Social Security and Medicare systems that are projected by the Congressional Budget Office to run at $112 trillion cash shortfall over the next three decades. Okay. Do you remember back when, oh, it was three, 4 years ago, Social Security was going broke? Do you remember that? And we had no idea how to pay for it. Because back then, we weren't pretending we could just print everything. Do you remember that? Nobody talks about that, do they? Nobody talks about that. And Joe Biden is actually tweeted this. Actually tweeted this. It is going to cost $0, about the $3.5 trillion that's really a $5 trillion spending plan. It's going to cost $0. It would be funny if it was some other country. But it starts. But you know what this is? This is what everybody's laughing at him. They were making fun of him on Fox this morning. What a bizarre statement. But no, it's a window into the mind of Washington. This is how they think now. Everything is printed. They've given over to it entirely. It's just, we're going to print it. We're just print and print and print and print. It's just going to be, it's going to be cool. And inflation just go up forever. And, you know, you go to the store, pay $35 for a dozen eggs and split them up among your family of five for dinner and not be able to afford a side. I mean, that's how we're going to go. That's how they want us to live. And until there's some kind of major pushback, I mean, it's just going to go this way. They're in the looting phase. They know it's over. Now, here, folks, you got to understand something, okay? The reason we could print trillions of dollars up until now, and there's a limit to what we can even do, is because we have something called a petrodollar. I've explained this before. And that is where, in the 1970s, Kissinger and Nixon cut this deal with the Saudis. The Saudis were in OPEC. And all oil in the world would be sold for American dollars. So in order, if you wanted to buy oil from OPEC, you had to change your currency into dollars and then buy the oil, right? In some cases, you gained. In some cases, you lost doing it. That was like a tax. It artificially inflated the dollar. And there was a demand for dollars because you're buying a lot of, you know, oil, right? So to some extent, we had to print some money just to provide enough dollars, okay? But you do it too much, it's crazy. We're in the crazy phase. Well, the only reason that we have ever been able to do anything like the kind of printing that we've done is because we had the petrodollar. Well, that's, I mean, y'all realize that's gone, right? Russia stole it. They took the printing press. And they took an axe to it and split it three ways. And the way they took the printing press was, as Joe was making a debacle of Afghanistan, they went to the Saudis and they said, listen, look at this guy. He leaves his own people behind as a matter of policy in Afghanistan. He just screws him and leaves him behind us. Do you honestly think he's going to provide military cover for you? Because that was the deal. We act as the Saudis' military. That's why we're in the Middle East all the time. And they sell oil for petrodollars, and OPEC does too. That was the deal. It's been the deal. It's worked out pretty good for both sides, unless you were a Marine or a soldier or, God forbid, an infantry. It didn't work out so good for you. But for everybody else, it worked out good. And we did get a lot for that deal. It's gone now. See, the Saudis just removed us from that deal and inserted Russia. That's the deal, right? Russia just cut that deal with them. So what's going to happen to the value of the dollar? Nobody knows. Well, how inflated was the dollar? I mean, if you were, if such a demand for dollars because people had to buy oil, I mean, how inflated? Nobody knows. Well, so we're going to be able to print? No. You mean we can't print our way out of the Social Security? No. We may not even be able to print this. I don't know. They haven't started yet. They just cut the deal. So here's what they did. They split the printing press three ways. And a third will be sold in dollars. A third will be sold in, a third will be sold in rubles. A third will be sold in euros. And a third will be sold in yuan. So that's going to give them the ability to print a little bit more than they have. But we don't have it anymore. And like, either nobody's told Washington or they don't care. Either that or they're looting. They're trying to get every last printed dollar squeezed out of the printing press before it's gone. It's probably the third. I don't know. So they got a lot of campaign promises you're going to have to, you know, get due before the whole thing collapses. I don't know. Meanwhile, what is fascinating is that a parallel economic system is being built. This is the biggest news of the year, and it's in crypto. And that's not to say crypto is great. Please don't misunderstand. What I'm saying is, just go put in cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. Do it every day. You'll see all the companies you know, they're building platforms for people to pay in crypto. Why are they doing that? It started about 6 months ago. Out of nowhere, nobody was doing it. Because they're anticipating the collapse of the dollar. And it's kind of brilliant. They're building systems. But this is why Russia had to make the quick move to grab the printing press. And China did too, because they had figured, well, we'll take the petrodollar and it might be supplanted by crypto. But that's what businesses are doing. They're looking at the dollar. They know it's going to collapse. And so they are building a parallel system in anticipation of everybody moving their value temporarily during the panic to crypto. Now, will all this happen? I don't know. But put it in Google. Put cryptocurrency adaptation platform in there and look at all the companies that are doing it. It's a parallel financial system. And it's in anticipation of the crash, which might not be as bad because of it. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating. Do you realize something? I forgot to take credit for this. I predicted almost a year ago that our government would attempt to kill Julian Assange. Wrote it on Twitter, too. Made the prediction. Our government would not allow Julian Assange ever to enter a U.S. courtroom. They would kill him. And I made the prediction after I saw the state he was in as he was being forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy. He was half out of his mind. And I said, yeah, they're already working on him. It's the subject of today's Battleground podcast, a must-hear, Why Julian Assange Must Die. And it is a hell of a story. It would make a great movie. Maybe I should write the book. But they will kill him rather than let him speak under oath. And there's a very good reason for that. Because nobody has a better grasp of their crimes, our intelligence agency's crimes, and no one has the level of proof that Julian Assange does. And lo and behold, what did we just find out? What did they just break? Breaking news. Yesterday, CIA tried to kill him. Had a whole plan to kidnap and kill him. That's not legal, by the way. They can't do that. Trump sounded and he said, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do that. He's praised Assange many times. In fact, people thought he'd pardon him. He said, I didn't do that. It was CIA. Why must Julian Assange die? So, dang, I was right about, I'm already telling you what they're doing inside the CIA. This is how good I am. I'm already telling you what they're doing or want to do anyway inside the CIA. And they will. They'll kill him before they let him get here. One way or another. You'll hear about him dying in prison. Epstein style. I got to write the date of this down, too, so I can play it for you when it happens. They have to kill him. I'll give you a hint why. He's the only one who knows and has the proof that the Russians never hacked the DNC server. They didn't hack anything. And he can prove it. And that is a problem. Anyway, I'll explain on the Battleground podcast today. Get it by texting the keyword Battleground to 71307. March in more. You want to talk about how they are bringing gender changes to toys. You got a minute to do that, but I know you can do it. I have confidence in you. Go.
Okay. American Girl, you've probably reported on it already, but now that they've decided we can't live without having some kind of gender type person in one of the books, I just am so disappointed, but not surprised. And I just wanted to know your thought on it.
What is American Girl real quick? What is that?
American Girl dolls.
Oh, the dolls.
The little girls want those dolls.
Yeah. So what did they do quickly?
Yeah.
It was in the books?
So they have one of the dolls had to have a gay aunt. And I'm thinking a lot of these little girls are 6 and 7. Their parents might not be ready to have conversations about all of that. And I just was surprised that a doll company decided they had to have that.
No way. See, I missed that one. There's so many of these. I can't even keep up with them all. March in more. Well, you know what? Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah. No, when you're 6 or 7, you don't even like if you say homosexual, like heterosexual to them, just hetero, right? Heterosexual. They don't even know what that is. Oh, God. It never ends. Anyway, tomorrow I will be reporting live from Washington, D.C.'s Federation for American Immigration Reform Radio Row. Should be good. Tune in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.